All that summer, couldn't understand in the morning as we drove through dry boulder wash, the matter-of-fact sign sailed on a creekside spruce. 2 o'clock creek, and no water anywhere. Me 12, with Uncle John on patrol in the forestry truck, him hungover, and with that temper you didn't push the obvious. But that sign taunted me. As first ranger in the district, he named things factually, like an explorer. Abram Flats, after a stony chief. The mapmen kept that one, thinking it biblical. And it was, in a way. But each afternoon, driving back, sure enough, at 2 o'clock, there was a creek roaring cold under the wheels. Well, finally, a week before school and the city, I asked. A prairie boy baffled by the magic of water appearing everywhere and on time. John smirks, swings the fort into the ditch and around, a madman on his way to a holy place. A hang on as we climb, boulders boil in the fenders, double clutching down into first, onto a horse trail, then straight up on foot, a pika whistling at us, beginning to wish I hadn't asked about that sign. Over the alpine meadows, a plateau where mountain sheep startle at the two of us covered in dust, he draws his pipe across the crow foot of a glacier, deep from the distant sky, a white glory scooped into the sun slope in a sheltered cowl of rock. John points to a green waterfall spilling over the lip. Here, sky meets land, and water is hard as rock this high. And liquid ice to the tongue and our aching feet. Where all the rivers begin, the white goat, the bighorn, after the sheep behind us, headwaters of the upper Saskatchewan I knew from schoolroom maps, coursing down to Hudson Bay with canoes full of coureurs de bois. Below us, blonde grass riffles on Kootenay plains. Clouds jam the chutes, the weather comes through where the Kootenay descended to barter the Cree. Up here, the wind howls cold. And I saw how a few hours of daylight warms the ice to a trickle that becomes a torrent in the glacier's bit. The mystery of rivers is that they come from somewhere between earth and sky, wrung by the sun from clouds and wind. But when the night comes, 2 o'clock creek sleeps, the waterfall waits frozen, and all the years since I learned how rivers are made, this is the place I come to in my dreams, between the highest point of land and the sky, so I can drink from the clouds